Welcome to the Booktopia podcast. I'm John Purcell. I'm here with Ben Hunter to talk about the little book of big weight loss with Bernadette Fizers.
Fisher. It's Latvian.
Fisher.
It's Latvian.
There's no H in there.
It's Latvian. No, there's no H on there, but it's pronounced Fisher.
Fisher. Okay, yep. Everyone knows Fisher from
Fisher,
now on.
Yeah. But spelt Fizers.
Yeah, spelt Fizers.
Yeah, if you're Fisher. Looking for it.
And we call you Bern.
Yeah, everyone calls me Bern.
Excellent.
Yeah.
This book has a unique genesis. It's come to publishing via a route that not many do, and I think starting to see more people do it, but it's been generated very much by you and your desire and your passion for the subject.
That's right. So what happened? I'll tell you the story. So I lost a lot of weight quite quickly. I lost 30 kilos in 30 weeks. And how I did that is I researched the subject and talk to a lot of the people I work with, because I work in fashion and I'm a hair and makeup artist. So I talk to a lot of the athletes and models, and if I thought that they had something good to say, I'd go back home and I'd research it, and then I'd use myself as a guinea pig and I'd see if that worked. And so I ended up with 31 points of how to lose weight. And half of them are physical and half of them are mental, because I think weight loss is half mental. So what would happen at the school pickup, because I've got a daughter who's 10, is mums would come up to me and go, "How did you do that?" And I'd be like, "Oh, okay, you need to do this and that." And I'd write sticky notes for them and I'd stick it on the homework, or I'd write notes on the homework. And then they'd inevitably come back to me on email, "Bern, can you tell me about this?" And I'd have to tell them more. And then eventually I decided, well, the world is bigger than St. Joseph's Mums, right? So I thought, I'll write a book, and I'll write the coolest goddamn little book, something that would have helped me when I was, really heavy. And so I wrote something that was really direct, and then I published it myself, just got it printed and put out a press release and got inundated with sales. And I was trying to mail them, and it was really hard because there were so many, and sold out of the book really quickly. And then publishers were ordering it as well. And then I was meeting up with publishers and chatting to them. And then I thought, how am I going to deal with these publishers, right? Because that's not my world, really. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, well, who has sold the most books ever in the world? And it's like J.K. Rowling, right? So who's her literary agent? The Blair Partnership in London. So I sent them a book and they basically said, "We love it. We want you here, want you to sign with us." So I'm like, awesome, because I'm exhausted. So they've looked after my book, and it's been sold into now 20 countries.
Holy moly.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. So
because
awesome.
It's not just a little book. It's not just I just published a book. I mean, the whole design, the whole way it is laid out, it's all you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's me. Yeah, because I'm very specific on design, because what I do for a living is, it's all about the look, so I create. Like, I've done work for Australian Opera, and I can do some special effects and stuff like that too. So I could make you have a beard, you've already got.
So you manipulate, like, you're a graphic designer.
But I'm very specific in terms of, like,
I want this.
When I got a friend of mine who's a mate who works on some fashion shoots with me,
yeah,
to lay it out for me. But the logo on the front,
yeah,
I was like, Myrtle, it has to be this, it has to be this. No, it has to feel more friendly. I need a little heart on it. Mm. I was very specific in terms of the look and the feel. Yeah.
Because when they first sold it into me as the buyer here, they had the original version to show me. Sort of goes what it's going to look like.
Yes.
And it's the same. Are you keeping tough with that? I mean, going around the world, selling it into all these different countries, is it going to look the same in most countries?
So most countries are going with pretty much exactly the same thing. Sometimes in the print there's a little bit of a different than colour tone, but pretty much the same. There was a little bit of an issue in the US where they were trying to change it and change the cover, and they were trying to change things, and
Americans always try and improve.
It was really frustrating. I was like ripping my hair out with frustration. And then they brought their changes to their sales team, and their sales team said, basically, "What are you doing? No." And it's gone right back to the original.
Great.
So, yes, that's good.
But that consistency is really important. And if you're going to be a global brand, and this is what there's such a strong brand to start with. Why would you mess with that? Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think the same thing, but I think they, you know, I kind of thought, well, you know, they're like this massive publishing firm on some big avenue in New York, and like, I'm just, you know, like maybe they know something I don't know, right? So
you don't know what testing for them. They don't need to. Like,
yeah, but I don't. But you know,
even the post-it notes are part of the testing process, and then you start to put the book together, and then you've printed your own. People have bought it. Publishers are interested in it. All these tests are proving that what you've done is the right thing.
Yeah, and that's true.
Beyond the fact that you've managed to do all this, the meat of the book, are you getting responses from people who did buy
it? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I am getting so many responses from women. And, like, I'm getting so many great stories of how they're losing weight and how it's really hit a chord with them, how they... No, because I've been through it. It's very different if you haven't had a weight problem and you haven't been through it. It's kind of like having a child. You have to have a child to understand. It's hard to explain. So if you haven't had a weight problem, then you possibly won't have the same point of view. So I come from the point of view of someone who's struggled with her weight for a long period of time. And a lot of women say, you know, they just get it, and it's like the last diet book. They've read many diet books, but this is the last one they will ever need to buy. And they're losing lots of weight, you know, and they feel great. And yeah, it's really helping a lot of people. I'm really, really happy because that's my number one goal. And that's in terms of like the price point of the book too. It was really important to me because I was brought up in, you know, Dandenong, which is a financially quite challenging area, and I'm one of seven children. It had to be an affordable book that anyone from Dandenong to Toorak could afford. So, so that was important too.
Yeah, was the the focus for us as booksellers is how do we convey that success? And you must be almost in direct contact with some of these. Are these some of the smaller?
Yeah, on Instagram.
You?
Yeah.
So Instagram.
Yeah.
But do you have anyone emailing you and that side of things?
Instagram, they message me on Insta all the time, or Facebook, and people will ask me questions or tell me their story. And a lot of women, I remember this woman said she got the book in the mail and she must have ordered it from here, I think. And then she told her husband she was going somewhere and she took off with the book up to this little cliffy area where she overlooked the sea, and she sat down and she read it in one sitting, because you can read it in an hour. And she's like, I just got it, and I just walked away and I'm onto it. So it's great. It's really good.
I mean, that's the great thing about the social media world for writers, is that in the past you'd write a book and you'd go, did anyone like it? Anyone?
Yeah.
And you wouldn't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
Unless you got a fan letter, you wouldn't have a clue. But these days, instant reactions from Facebook and Instagram is gorgeous.
Yeah, it is. It's really good.
So do you suggest that Ben and I go into our diet and health section and just take them all off the shelves and
stuff? Yeah, I do. Yep. Anything bigger than like a quick read, get rid of them. And if it's written by a trainer with a 12-pack, then possibly they don't have the understanding.
Well, I was treated to the commando who came in here and made me run upstairs and do burpees and all this sort of stuff.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, and it almost killed me.
I
enjoyed it very much.
Yeah. I must say that I didn't take on any of the hard things that he tried to get me to do.
Well, this is the thing with this is that
it's more about food than exercise.
It is 99% food.
Yeah.
Because you can't exercise your way out of a bad diet. I just say to walk 10,000 steps a day, and anyone can do that. You guys would walk that around here. Like, you would walk that just doing. Just being
here
in this big place, you know, because it would just happen.
What are some of the ones that people just go, oh, yeah, I get it. I get that. Or some things that are just so part of their life that it's really hard to give up. So there's sort of the one that's the easiest when they go, I can do that, no worries, and ones that you're sort of pushing them.
I think one thing that a lot of people don't realize or that has helped a lot of people, but they have to try it to see, and it's the fasting. Like, I stop eating at 7 p.m. at night and I don't eat till 10 a.m. in the morning. And the reason is because, you know, it gives your body a chance to repair. It's great for your metabolism because, you know, we eat all the time. Like, I don't, you know, we just eat all the time. We're an eating society, but that's not how we were. You know, it used to be feast or famine, you know. So we need to give our bodies a rest sometimes. And there's many health benefits for that. And the health you know, reports that I've read are all in the back of the book if someone wants to go ahead and read all those too.
Oh, right. So it links to all the...
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, cool. They're all ones I've read.
So is there like a little asterisk on the points and you go back in the...
There's not an asterisk. I was going to do that and then I just thought, oh, I'll just put all the points because you can kind of read them and go, oh, yeah, that's that one.
Yeah.
You know, study on fasting and weight loss or, you know, so, yeah.
So having done this and having transformed your life, what are the benefits you've managed to get out of it? What's the difference between being old you and new you?
Okay, so there's many benefits. Like, obviously, I'm way lighter. And, you know, clothes are easy to fit. It's easy to get clothes that fit me. There is a social stigma with being overweight. You know, there is... I get better service now in the shops than I did previously. Yeah, without a doubt. I have a lot more energy, that's for sure. I don't get that 4 o'clock crash. I've always been creative because of what I do for a living, but I am like firing on all cylinders now, which is great. There's many benefits. It's, you know, I'm in a better mood. I'm less cranky because I'm not so pissed off at myself all the time and not angry at myself for letting myself get to that size. So I feel that I'm in control of my weight now.
Have you had any response? Because online is seems to be the place for people to take up arms against everyone.
Yeah.
have you had any? Because there is that movement, which is sort of what is it? It's positivity for
body positive.
Yeah. So the larger, a lot of people say, "That's me. That's who I am. I don't want to be anything else. Just let me alone. Stop talking to me about losing weight."
Well, that's a really interesting point that you brought up because I work on a lot of plus size models, and there is a bit of a controversy now. I don't know if you realise, but there is a bit of controversy in the media in terms of plus size models, and are they promoting a healthy body image? And a plus size model in Australia would be about a size 12, which is a
pretty healthy
normal woman, you know.
Yeah.
But when you look at the US, they have plus size models that go up to a 20 and 22, and you know my taking on that is that it was that's possibly unhealthy.
Yeah, well, because the doctor, I saw a doctor on TV the other day saying,
hey.
Well, there's just a thing, isn't there? There's when your liver's giving out or you're getting diabetes or...
Yeah.
These are signs that the body isn't happy.
Yeah, that's right. I was pre-diabetic. I had high blood pressure and a fatty liver, but I managed to reverse all that stuff.
Really?
Yeah, through my eating. Yeah. Because, you know, like, what is that saying, you know, let food be thy medicine?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And one of the things I don't like doing is making dinner. Like, I just can't stand it. And my wife and I both, you know, don't like doing that part. And whenever we do the health thing, it always seems to make it more rather than less.
More work.
More work. to get dinner made, to get things happening.
You can have smart choices without having to cook every night. You know, like we eat out and we'll choose pretty much Japanese mostly. You can have, there's a lot of healthy choices out there. You just have to know which one to choose.
Right, so.
You know, so like you choose the freshest whole ingredient, you don't run down to Macca's and order 5 burgers and,
What about sugar? Because sugar's been under attack.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on sugar?
For me, sugar, I find sugar addictive to me. If I start, like, if I have a packet of Chalky Royals in the house, it will call my name until I run down and eat them. I'm serious, they will.
I feel the same.
I love Chalky, right? So I literally just can't have it in the house. And there are studies that show that, you know, sugar is more addictive than cocaine. But, you know, possibly that's not for everybody. But for me, yes, it is addictive. So, yes, I have to stay away from it.
Right, so, but because I was told that, you know, eating fruit and juices and things like that are not that great.
A juice is no good because if you think about it, right, so a juice is, it depends what the juice is. But say, let's take apple juice, right? Orange juice is slightly worse than apple, but apple juice has got like 7.5 teaspoons of sugar, the equivalent of, in one glass, right? Mm-hmm. Without the benefit of the fiber. So if you had to have the 5 apples or 6 apples that made up that juice, would you be able to eat them?
Yeah.
Maybe not, right? No. So
maybe it's some kind of apple pie.
Yeah, possibly. But you know what I'm saying? If you're going to have the fruit, have the whole fruit. It'll make you fuller. It's better for you. Yeah.
So what's next for you? World domination
Yeah, that's
it's just a given.
Well, nomination is a given.
Yeah, we'll give that. Yeah.
I'm thinking, what's that writing prize you were talking about?
Oh, Miles Franklin.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's next, I think. Because, I mean, really, it's a literary genius.
Yeah. Oh, you just want to knock up, get the Booker. Why don't you get the Booker and the Pulitzer while you're there?
I was thinking Pulitzer Prize. Do they have one for health? I'm not sure.
Well, there's the Nobel Prize. I don't think it's there, but they're...
Oh, I think they're working on it. They've seen this revelation.
If you're saying that your mind, you're less tired, probably less cranky, less fights, Nobel Prize for Peace. There you go.
Yeah, I'll go with that. I'm accepting that. I'll just practice my speech a bit.
Brilliant.
Yeah, awesome.
Bern, thank you very much for coming in to Booktopia and talking about the little book of big weight loss with us today.
Thanks, guys.
And you can get your copy of the little book of big weight loss at booktopia.com.au right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now. Don't hesitate.
Don't hesitate.
Thanks for listening to the Booktopia podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to us on SoundCloud and iTunes. And if your eyeballs need a workout, check us out on YouTube at Booktopia TV. And don't forget, for all books featured on this episode and all episodes of the Booktopia podcast, head to Booktopia, Australia's local bookstore, at www.booktopia.com.au. Thanks for listening.